जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद जय 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 द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय 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 शशी सुत गौरांग सुंदर जय जय नित्या नंद पद बतीर कोयर जय नित्या नंद पद बतीर कोयर जय जय सीता नाथ अद्वैत गो साईं अद्वैत गो साई जय जय जारोकु पते पाई चैतन्य निताई जारोकु पते पाई जय जय गदाधर तिमीर सागर जय जय गोदा गौरांगीर प्रियतम पंडित प्रवर गौरांगीर प्रियतम पंडित जय जय भक्त गण श्रीवास पंडित जय जय भक्त गण सभाकार पद रेणु श्रीरे रहु मोर बाकार पद रेणु सभाकार पद रेणु शिरे रहु मोर सभाकार पद रेणु रे रहु मोर जारो प्र भावे नासे कली महागोर जारो प्र भावे नासे जय गुरु गोसाई शरण तुम्हारो जय गुरु गोसाई आरो जारो कु पाते परी ए भव संसारो जारो कु पाते परी जय रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ जय सनातन ଦାସ ରଘୁନାଥ ଶ୍ରୀଜୀବ ଗୋପାଳ ଭଟ୍ଟ ଦାସ ରଘୁନାଥ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଦୟା କର ମୋରେ ଦୟାଲୁ ଜଗତ ସଂସାରେ ତୋମା ବିନା କେ ଦୟାଲୁ ପତିତ ପାବନ ହେତୁ ଆରୁ ପତିତ ପାବନ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନା ପାଇବେ ଆର ମୋ ସମିତ ପ୍ରଭୁ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ନିତ୍ୟାନନ୍ଦ ପ୍ରେମାନନ୍ଦ ସୁଖୀ ବହନ କର ଆମି ବଡ ଦୁଃଖୀ ଦୟା କର ସୀତା ପକ୍ଷୀ ଅଦ୍ୱୈତ ଗୋସାଇ କୃପା ମଲେ ପାଇ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ନିତାଇ ତବ କୃପା ମଲେ ପାଇ ଦୟା କର ସୀତା ପକ୍ଷୀ ଅଦ୍ୱୈତ ଗୋ ସାଇ ବଲେ ପାଇ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ନିପାଇ ତବ କୃପା ବଲେ ପାଇ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ସନାତନ ରୂପ ରଘୁନାଥ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ସନାତନ ଯୁଗ ଶିବ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଲୋକନାଥ ଲଟ ଯୁଗ ଦୟା କର ଶ୍ରିୟା ଚାଚ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଶ୍ରୀନିବାସ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ସଙ୍ଗ ମାଗେ ନରୋତ୍ତମ ନାଥ గౌర్ప్రమానందే జయం విష్ణు పాత్రమంసు పరిభ్రాజగదతు భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాది మహారాజ్ జయం విష్ణు పాత్రమంసు పరిభ్రాజగ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి ప్రభుపాది మహారాజ్ అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ కీ జయ నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకుర్ కీ జయ ప్రేమ్ సె కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీయుద్ధైతోదాధు శ్రీవాసాది గౌర్భక్తవింద కీ జయ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపన రాధకుండ శ్యామకుండ గిరిగవర్ధన్ కీ జయ వృందావన ధామ్ కీ జయ మథురాధామ్ కీ జయ జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్ కీ జయ మాయాపుండపి ధామ్ కీ జయ గంగమాయి కీ జయ జన్మాయి కీ జయ తులసీదేవి కీ జయ భక్తిదేవి కీ జయ శ్రీమతి రాధన్ కీ జయ హరీనాం సంకీర్తన్ కీ జయ హరీనాం సంకీర్తన్ కీ జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ అద్వైతాచార్య ప్రభుకి శుభావిర్భావతిథి కీ జయ శ్రీ అద్వైతాచార్య ప్రభుకి శుభావిర్భావతిథి కీ జయ సమవేత భక్తవింద కీ జయ గౌర్ ప్రమానందే హరి హరి బోల్ ఆల్ గురి టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గురి టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్గురి టు అసెంబ్లీ ఆల్గురి శ్రీ గురు శ్రీ గౌరాంగ చైతన్యచంద్రాయో నమస్తే చైతన్యచంద్రాయో నమస్తే చైతన్యచంద్రాయో చైతన్యచంద్రాయో సో అద్వైతాచార్య అపియరెన్స్ డే ఇస్ ఆన్ ది 26th January, దట్ ఈస్ మంత్ ఆఫ్ మాఘ సప్తమి తిథి. సో వీఆర్ అబ్జర్వింగ్ టుడే హియర్ అద్వైతాచార్య కేమ్ ఫస్ట్ ఈజ్ అపియర్డ్ ఫస్ట్ దెన్ ఈ మేడ్ మహాప్రభు కృష్ణ అపియర్ బై అద్వైతాచార్య కాలింగ్ కృష్ణ అపియర్ సో ఇట్స్ వెరీ ఆస్పీషియస్ డే సో వీ షుడ్ పిక్ సంథింగ్ ఆన్ టిల్ అద్వైతాచార్య అండ్ బిగ్ ఫర్ మర్సీ జహార్ కృపాతి బాయ్ చైతన్యతాయ్ ఇఫ్ హీ విల్ బెస్ట్ హిస్ మర్సీ ఆన్ ఆస్ దెన్ విల్ గెట్ చైతన్యతాయ్ అదర్వైజ్ యూ కెనాట్ గెట్ ఫస్ట్ వీ షుడ్ నో హు ఇస్ అద్వైతాచార్య గ్యాజ్ మెన్షన్ ఇన్ చైతన్యచరితామృత ఆదిలీలా మెస్సీ ఆదిలీలా ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఐ థింక్ మహావిష్ణు జగత్కర్త మాయయా జః సుజత్యదః తస్యావతారైవాయం అద్వైతాచార్య ఈశ్వర అద్వైతం హరిణా ద్వైతాచార్యం భక్తి సంసనాత్ భక్తావతారమీశం తమ ద్వైతాచార్యం ఆశ్రయ ఆదిలీలా ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ 12 మార్కెట్ బాబా యూ షుడ్ ఆల్వేజ్ మార్కెట్ ఐ విల్ కోట్ ఇట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ విల్ ఫైండ్ అవుట్ బికాస్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఈజ్ ప్రభుపాద గివెన్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఐ విల్ కోట్ ది ఒరిజినల్ వర్స్ ప్రభుపాద ఆల్రెడీ గివెన్ సో యూ వీ ఓన్లీ రిపీట్ ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఐ నేను నాట్ ఫ్రేమ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ దర్ ఫోర్ యూ ఫైండ్ అవుట్ దాట్ టెక్స్ట్
12
ఇస్ ద టెక్స్ట్ 12 మహావిష్ణు జగత్కర్త మాయయా జసృజత్యద తస్యావతారయమయం అద్వైతాచార్యేశ్వర అద్వైతం హరిణా ద్వైతాదాచార్యం భక్తి సంసనాత్ భక్తావతారవీసం తం అద్వైతాచార్యమాశ్రయ రిట్రాన్స్లేషన్
Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu.
Yes.
His main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya.
Yes.
Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita.
Therefore he is called Advaita. Yes.
And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya.
Therefore he is called Acharya. Therefore Advaita Acharya. Yes.
He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore I take shelter of him.
గౌరగణ దేశ దీపికా సేస్ భక్తావతార ఆచార్య అద్వైత జం శ్రీ సదాశివ దాట్ మీన్స్ అద్వైతార్య ఆచార్య ఇస్ భక్తావతార పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్త రూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతార భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్త సత్వికం ఇదండి పంచతత్వ భక్త రూప భక్త స్వరూప భక్తావతార భక్తాఖ్య భక్త శక్తి ఇదండి సో భక్త రూప ఇన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ భక్త మహాప్రభు భక్త స్వరూప నిత్యానంద భక్తావతార అద్వైతాచార్య భక్తాఖ్య శ్రీవాస భక్త శక్తి గదాధర పంచతత్వ ఇదేంటి పంచతత్వాత్మ కృష్ణ భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతార భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్త సత్వికం. ఏంటి సో భక్తావతార అద్వైతాచార్య గౌరగంగ సిద్ధికా సేజ్ దాట్ థింగ్ భక్తావతారాచార్య అద్వైత జహ శ్రీ సదాశివ. అద్వైతాచార్య ఇస్ భక్తావతార అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో సదాశివ. సదాశివ మహావిష్ణు అవతార సదాశివ మహావిష్ణు అవతార దెన్ ఇట్ సదాశివ కమ్స్. డు యు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ అద్వైతాచార్య. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అద్వైత తత్వ అద్వైతాచార్య. దాట్ అద్వైతాచార్య సచ్ ఎ డివోటీ హూ మేడ్ కృష్ణ డిసెండ్ హియర్. సో అద్వైతాచార్య ది ఫాదర్స్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ అద్వైతాచార్య ఈజ్ కుబేర్ మిశ్ర, మదర్ శ్రీమతి నాభాదేవి. దే వేర్ ఫస్ట్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ శ్రీహట్ట. కుబేర్ పండిత్ ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ అద్వైతాచార్య బట్ సన్లెస్, నో సన్, many many long periods, almost when he was very old, at old age he got this son Adhidatarya. In Srihatta district there was a village named Navagrama, that is the birthplace of Adhidatarya, and he appeared on this day. This is month of Magha Saptami, seventh day of bright fortnight, understand, seventh day of bright fortnight, Magha Shukla Saptami, that's day Adhidatarya appeared. After that Kuber Pandit thought of that he would go and stay on the bank of Ganges. Then he left, he shifted his residence bank of Ganges, then came to Shantipur. Shantipur is now famous for the Adhita's dham pata. Shantipur Natha is also said as Shantipur Natha, Lord of Shantipur. Thereby he stayed in bank of Ganges. When Kuber Pandit did Namkaran, name-giving ceremony, this son, he gave one name, Mangala, and gave another name, is Kamalakya. Do you understand? But why he is called Adhidatarya is already that we quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you understand? So Adhidatarya, when he was very young, his father and mother disappeared. Then he was very distressed. Then he went out for pilgrimage, visited many, many holy places. When he came back, some of his relatives requested him to marry. So at the request of the relatives, he was willing to marry. All right, I'll marry. Then at that time, one orthodox Brahman, very pious Brahman, was living there, whose name was Nursingha Bhaduri. He had two daughters. Their name was Sri and Sita. They are very beautiful daughters. And Adhidatarya married two of the daughters. That means Adhidatarya had two wives, Sri and Sita. And Sita Thakurani, famous, and Adhidatarya also famous name as Sita Natha. Sitapati or Sitanatha. The name of his wife was Sita Thakurani. But he had two wives, Sri and Sita. Sita Thakurani is incarnation of Jogamaya, and Sri Devi is manifestation Jogamaya. And Adhidatarya is Mahavishnu Avatara, and in Mahavishnu there is Sadashiva. Therefore he says Sadashiva. So Adhidatarya, when appeared and grew up, he saw that this Kali Yuga, people are suffering, he couldn't tolerate. So he thought up, I must make Krishna, the Supreme Personal Godhead, appear here. Who can make Supreme Lord appear? Bhaktir Ichchaya Krishner Sobhavatara, that is stated. Bhaktir Ichchaya Upato Rupaya. By the desire of his dear devotee, the Lord appears. Nobody can make Lord appear. Do you understand? He is not our order carriers. But aham bhakto paradhina, he says. Who is his very dear devotee, intimate devotee, premi bhakto? Krishna says, I am dependent on him. I have no independence. Though he is supremely independent. Matta paratvaru nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. He said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. O Dhananjaya, Arjuna, there is nobody superior to me. Ekoli Ishwara Krishna Arsa Bhrutya. Krishna is only Ishwara. All others are his servants. But that Krishna is bhakta vatsala because he is very dear to his devotees. And bhakta premabadhya, a premi bhakta can bind him with the rope of love. So therefore he said in 9th canto Bhagavata, aham bhakta paradhina, asatantra ipadija sadhviri, gasta hudar bhaktir bhakta janapriya. He said that thing to Durvasa Muni. Oh, I have no independence. He is supreme independent, he said, I have no independence. I am bhakta paradhina. I am dependent on my bhakta. But my bhakta says, I do. Dear devotee says, please come down here. Then he comes here. Bhakta ichchaya krishnir sobhavatar. All incarnations are there by the will of bhakta. Bhakta ichchaya upata rupaya paramatmane namangama. That verse is also there. So, without the call of his dear devotee, Goloka Bihari, Purna Brahma Krishna will never descend here. He never comes for ordinary reasons here. Jada jadai dharmasya glani bhoti bharata bhyutthana dharmasya tadatmana sudamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya dushatam dharma susthapanarthaya sambhamami jugi jugi. That is says in Bhagavad Gita. When there is rise of irreligion, and dharma, that means Bhagavad dharma is declining, miscreants, demons were rising, and sadhus, bhaktas were persecuted. At that time he descends to kill the miscreants and to take the sadhus and establish dharma, Bhagavad dharma. That what is the purpose of incarnation, descending. So, when Krishna appeared, at that time all the demigods headed by Brahma, they went to bank of Kshirasagara, milk ocean, and they offered prayer, you understand? So by their prayer, Krishna appeared. Similarly, Adityacharya's prayer. Adityacharya's prayer, by the prayer of Adityacharya, Prema Purushottama Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in this material world and manifested his leela. Adityacharya couldn't tolerate the suffering of the jivas of Kali Yuga. He was crying. He was crying in his heart. Therefore he thought of, I must make Supreme Lord Krishna appear here. Adityacharya Gosai Sakhyat Ishwara Jahar Mahimanoy Jiver Gochar. Maybe there you find out. Adityacharya Gosai Sakhyat Ishwara Jahar Mahimanoy Jiver Gochar. Adityacharya Koti Brahmander Karta Ar Ekamurti Brahmander Bharta. Must be there. And explaining that verse must be there. You understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is Ishwara, is non different from Hari, therefore he is Advaita. Isn't it? You explained? You read that verse? Here it says, because he is non different from Hari, so his name is Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, therefore Acharya. Therefore is called Advaita Acharya. Do you understand? Same thing. Advaita Acharya Sakhyat Ishwara. Because not different from Hari, Sakhyat Ishwara. Jahar Mahima Jiva Nahego. Ordinary Jiva cannot understand the glory of Advaita Acharya. Do you understand? Mahavishnu Avatar is incarnation of Mahavishnu. Therefore he could feel the pains of the jivas here, because all jivas come from Mahavishnu. Because he is Mahavishnu avatar, therefore he could feel the suffering and pain of Kalihata jiva. And he observing that there is no bhakti in Kali Yuga, so he took up this promise that I must make Krishna appear and will propagate bhakti. He took up a very strong promise. Karayimu Krishna Sarvanayana Gochara Tavese Adhitanam Krishna Rakingara. He promised, I must make Krishna appear here and show Krishna to everybody. If I won't do, I won't go on, I won't be known as this name, as Adityacharya. Krishna or Kinkar, this servant of Krishna. He made this promise. It's a wonderful promise. Who can make such promise? Because he's such a dear devotee, who can make Krishna appear? Otherwise nobody can make Krishna appear. So if I cannot make Krishna appear here, I cannot make him manifest here, cannot show him to all the people of Kali Yuga here, my name is not Advaita Acharya. I'll give up this name. He made such promise, very strong promise. This is very wonderful promise. Nobody has ever heard of this, such promise. Nobody has made such promise. So every day, he was offering worship to Shalagram Srila. Shalagram Srila. With the tulsi leaf and Ganga Jala, and uttering name of Krishna, crying. You understand? It's Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, third chapter. You may see 104 to 100. It begins from 104, I think. Third chapter, Adilila. 104. He thought of, and this Gautamya Tantra Bachan, Tulasi Dalamatrena, Dalasya Chulukenova, Vikrinite Somatmanam Bhakti Vyo Bhakta Vatsala. Find out Tantra Bachan, Gautami Tantra Bachan. Tulasi Dalamatrena. Mark all this thing,
Sri Krishna, very affectionate towards his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers merely a tulsi leaf and a palm full of water.
Yes, every day. He was offering tulsi leaf and palm full of Ganga, or Ganges water. So, he thought of this. This is in Gautama Tantra Vachana. He thought of this thing and he deliberated on this thing. He says, Tu Krishna ke tulsi jalo deo jai jana. You find out? From that, it is mentioned. After that verse, yes. Why don't you see it? It is all there. Krishna ke tulasi jalo deo jai jana. Krishna ke tulasi jalo
deo jai jana.
Karo runo sodhite Krishna. Kore no chintana, saro runa. Jala tula sira sama, kichu gare nahi dhana. Jala tula sira sama, kichu gare nahi dhana. Tabe atma bechi kare rune rasodhana. Tabe atma bechi kare rune rasodhana. Ato bhavi acharya ko reno aradhana. Ato bhavi acharya ko Atta bhavi acharyaka ravana aradhana. Atta bhavi acharyaka ravana aradhana. Retranslation.
Advaita Acharya considered the meaning of this verse in this way. Not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a tulasi leaf and water, Lord Krishna thinks, there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulasi leaf and water.
Water. Yes, Lord Krishna thought of that, no?
Thus the Lord liquidates the debt by offering his own self to the devotee.
Now, again, thus Krishna thought?
Thus Krishna thought. There is no wealth in my possession that is
there is no wealth in my position
that is equal to a tulsi leaf and water.
Equal to tulsi leaf and Ganges water. Yes. Yes.
Thus the Lord liquidates the debt by offering his own self to the devotees.
Yes.
Considering this, the Acharya began worshipping the Lord.
Yes. Every day he was worshipping Lord. This in the Parmasala Gram Sira, Tulsi leaf and Ganga Jala, Ganges water, crying and uttering name of Krishna and calling with a roaring voice, please come down. Yes. Mahaprabhu one day said like that, Nada Hunkar. One of the name is Nada, Adida Darius. One day Mahaprabhu said, Nada Hunkar. Hunkar means roaring voice. In roaring voice, Nada Adhidhacharya called me. So my seat shook in this. That my abode, eternal abode, so I couldn't stay there, therefore I couldn't but come down here. He made me come down here. He said like that. So Krishna had that desire also that he will come again to teach bhakti. Do you understand? He had that desire. And all the leelas, Yogamaya, manifest. So Yogamaya, Antaranga Shakti, Yogamaya was waiting for Adhidhacharya's calling. Let Adhidhacharya call. Do you understand? Understand my language. Yogamaya was waiting for Adhidhacharya's calling. When Adhidhacharya called, and every day he was calling, offering worship, Salagram Srila, offering tulsi leaf and Ganges water and a roaring voice calling him. So this call penetrated the seven layers of this material universe and entered in the spiritual sky and went to Golok Vrindavan. Do you understand? So Lila Sutra Dharani Yogamaya then took up this very strongly, took up this thing that now Adhidhacharya is calling, I must make Krishna appear as Gaura. Do you understand? So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appear. So this is one of the reasons of Gaura's appearance. Bhaktir ichaya krishner sobhavatar. Bhakti ichha upatu upaya paramatmane nama. By the desire, by the will of his dear devotee, Krishna appears. A dear devotee can make Krishna appear. Who can make Krishna? Who is bhaktavatsala? He is very dear. And Adhidhacharya, such a devotee, is bhaktavatar, very intimate devotee. They are very made Krishna appear. Siddhanatha. Mahaprabhu appeared with his dhamma. It is associates in this material world. When Mahaprabhu appeared in Nadia, a son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, staying at Shantipur, Adhidhacharya could understand, yes, Mahaprabhu appeared, took birth. So he first sent his wife Sita Thakurani to Nadia. This Mayapur, Jagannath Mishra's house. After that, he himself came and saw the child. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila is mentioned. Dekhiya balaka tham sakhyatta golokulak varna matra dekhi viparita. Find out! Just very prompt, Baba. Adilila, 13th chapter, 115. Quick. Adilila, 13th chapter. Find out? 115? What is? Dekhiya balaka tham sakhyata gokula kano varna matra dekhi viparita. Yes, read. You should mark it. Very prompt. Then how can you, my secretary, and help me? You should be very prompt in this thing. Prabhupada already translated it. I need not translate it. They have to repeat Prabhupada translation. But I'll quote this verse. Yes, read.
When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Sachi Devi, bringing with her many kinds of eatables, dresses and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newly born child. For she appreciated that except for a difference in color,
except a difference in color only. Instead of black, it is Gaura. But he is Sakyat Gokula. Karna. Yeah.
The child was directly Krishna of Gokula.
Yeah. Directly Krishna of Gokula himself. But only color, complexion differs. The black is Gaura. That says. So, this is Sakyat Gokula Hari. Yeah. Yes. Gokulnath Hari. Only complexion is different. Is Gauravarna. When Aditya Dharya Prabhu saw, he became very, very happy. Yes, my desire is fulfilled. Yes, I made Krishna appear. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Bhagavata also it is mentioned. Je pujaro samayo je devo dhyana kare taha dekhe charidike charaniro tole. And Mahaprabhu looked at the child, and while he was offering worship every day with Ganga Jala Tulsi leaf to Shalagram Shila, at that time in meditation, whom he was seeing, he saw that the child is that child. Yes, the Krishna has appeared. And he also, in meditation, saw all demigods were offering prayers to that Supreme Lord. He saw in meditation. Then, seeing this, Aditya Acharya became very much ecstatic, blissful, and again he started saying, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Aji se sa phala moro dina poro kaso. Aji se sa phala hoilo jato bhilaso. Aji moro janma karma sakala sa phala sakhyate de. Hilutro charana jugalo ghose matro chari bede jare nahi dekhe heno tumi mor lagi haila porote ke. The mentioned Chaitanya Bhagavata said, today my life has become successful, Aditya Acharya said, because I saw my Lord, beloved Lord. Ajisa sabala hoilo jato bilas. Today all my desires are fulfilled. Ajimor janma karma sakala safal. Today my work, my activities, all are crowned with success. Sakhyate dekhilu tor charan. Directly I see your lotus feet of mine, beloved Lord. Ghose matra chari vede jare nahi dekhe heno tumi mor lagi hoila upar dekhe. In four Vedas his glories are described, but nobody sees him. But I today saw him. He has appeared. Oh, my dear Lord, for me, Mahaprabhu asked Acharya, O Acharya, you offer worship to me. Then Aditya Acharya offered worship at the lotus feet of Srimad Mahaprabhu, and started saying, that's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata, prathame charana dhui subhasito jale se se gandhi paripurna padapadve dhale chandani dubai divyo tulasi manjari arghe rasa itadhilo charana upari gandha puspa dhupa dipo pancha upachare puja kori ಪ್ರೇಮದೊಳೆ ಬಹೆ ಅಶ್ರುಧಾರೆ ಪಂಚ ಶಿಖಾ ಜಾಳಿ ಪುನ್ನ ಕರೆ ನ ವಂದನಾ ಶೇಷ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಧ್ವನಿ କରେ ନ ଘୋଷଣା ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଭାଗବତ ମଧ୍ୟ ଲୀଳା ହୁଏନ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଆସ୍ ଅଦ୍ୱୈତାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଫର୍ ୱର୍ସିପ୍ ଟୁ ମି ଦେନ୍ ଅଦ୍ୱୈତାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଫର୍ ୱର୍ସିପ୍ ପ୍ରଥମେ ଚରଣ ଧୋଇ ସୁବାସିତ ଦଳେ ଫାର୍ଷ୍ଟ ହି ୱାଶ୍ଡ ହିଜ୍ ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ସେଣ୍ଟେଡ୍ ୱାଟର୍ ଦେନ୍ ଗନ୍ଧ ପରିପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ପାଦ ବଦ୍ଧ ଢାଳେ ଶେଷେ ଗନ୍ଧେ ପରିପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ପାଦ ବଦ୍ଧ ଢାଳେ ଦେନ୍ ଭେରି ସେଣ୍ଟେଡ୍ ନାଇସ୍ ୱାଟର୍ also scented water, then he poured onto his lotus feet. Then chandane dubai divya tulasi manjari. Then he took some tulsi manjari and put it in the sandalwood paste. Then he put it on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Gandha, puspa, dhupa, dipa. Gandha means scent, incense. Puspa, flower, dhupa, you understand dhupa, what to say? Smoke, dhupa, then dhipa, lamp, he offered, shedding tears of love, do you understand? Prema asru, with that asru, it's tears of love also, he offered puja, then with pancha pradipa, he lit the pancha pradipa, then offered arati. In this way, he offered worship, baby Gaurahari. Aditya Acharya Prabhu, according to scriptural evidences and scriptural method, he offered worship at lotus feet of Gaurahari. At last, he offered prayer. Jaya jaya sarva prana ନାଥୋ ବିଶ୍ୱମ୍ଭର ଜୟ ଜୟ ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ର କରୁଣା ସାଗର ଜୟ ଜୟ ଭକତବ ଚନ ସତ୍ୟ କାହାରୀ ଜୟ ଜୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ମହାଅବତାରୀ ଜୟ ଜୟ ସିନ୍ଧୁ ସୁଧା ରୂପ ମନୋରମ ଜୟ ଜୟ ଶିବସ କୌ ତୁବ ବିଭୂଷଣ ଜୟ ଜୟ ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ମନ୍ତ୍ରୀର ପ୍ରକାଶ ଜୟ ଜୟ ନିଜ ଭକ୍ତି ଗ୍ରହଣ ବିଳାସ ଜୟ ଜୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଅନନ୍ତ ଶୟନ ଜୟ 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 ସର୍ବ ଜୀବେର ଶରଣ ଇଜ୍ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଇନ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଭାଗବତ ହି ଅଫର୍ ଦିସ୍ ପ୍ରେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ଟୁ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଜୟ ଜୟ ସର୍ବ ପ୍ରାଣନାଥ ବିଶ୍ୱମ୍ଭର His name is Vishwambhara, all glories to Vishwambhara, who is the life of all jivas. Jaya Jaya Gaurachandra Karuna Sagara, who is the ocean of mercy, Gaurachandra, all glories to him. Jaya Jaya Bhagatavatana Satyagari, who keeps the words, who makes the words of his devotee true. You understand? That is Krishna's thought. Why he has become my devotee? When he has promised, he will make me appear, I must appear. If I won't appear, then the words of my devotee will be false. Then nobody will be my devotee. Therefore he makes his dear devotee words true. That he says, Jaya Jaya Bhakata Vachana Satyakari, Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Mahavatari. You are the source of all avatars, because he is Krishna. Krishna is the source of all avatars. ଜୟ ଜୟ ସିନ୍ଧୁ ସୁତା ରୂପ ମନୋରମ ସିନ୍ଧୁ ସୁତା ମିନ୍ସ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ଦେବୀ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଆଜ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟିଫୁଲ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ଦେବୀ ଭେରି ବ୍ୟୁଟିଫୁଲ୍ ଜୟ ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀବତ୍ସ କୌଫ ବିଭୂଷଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଚେଷ୍ଟ ଶ୍ରୀବତ୍ସ ଉସ୍ତବ ଜୟ ଜୟ ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ମନ୍ତ୍ରୀର ପ୍ରକାଶ who spoke Hare Krishna mantra, that Mahaprabhu, let him be glorified, Jayata Nija Bhakti Grahana Vilas, who came to teach his own Bhakti Yoga, let him be glorified, Jayata Mahaprabhu Ananta Sayana, who lies in bed of Ananta Naga, that is Mahaprabhu, Jaya Jaya. Jaya 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 Sarva Jivera Sarana. All jivas, at his, whose lotus all jivas take shelter, let that Mahaprabhu be glorified. So these are his jayagana. In this way, Adhisattvacharya Prabhupada, many prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Gaurasundar, and Gaurasundar laughed and said, O Acharya, I am very much pleased with your prayers. Now you ask for boon. Ask for boon. Then Acharya said, mentioned in Bhagavata, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Adaita bolo e jodi bhakti vilaiva, Adaita bolo e jodi bhakti vilaiva, Sri Sudra adi jato murkhe re se diva. Then he asked for this boon. And Mahaprabhu said, ask for boon. He is offering prayer, worship and prayer to the baby Gaura. And all talking was going on between him and Gaura Sundar. The baby was praying and nobody else there. You understand? Then Adhisattvacharya said, all right, please grant me this boon. You should give bhakti to one and all. Stri Sudra. Do you understand? Women, Sudras, those are most ignorant fools. Those are very degraded, most degraded. Please give bhakti to one and all. Please give me this boon. Let it be granted. He asked for that. Do you understand? So, I want this boon from you. So, when Adhisattvacharya asked for this boon, Mahaprabhu granted. Do you understand? When he accepted Adhisattvacharya's prayer and granted, those who are very intimate devotees, they could understand that this boon was granted. At that time, all bhaktas, those who were everywhere, intimate devotees, they understood, yes, this is granted. At that time, simultaneously they said, Haribol, 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 Bala, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. Everybody, Haribol, Haribol came out, you understand? Is Karuna Sagar, Karuna Amaya Gaura Hari. Max, what is true, what is bhakta says, you understand? Bhakta Bhakya Satya Gari. Dino, Hino, Papi, Pasundi. Do you understand? Those are Dino, Hino, Papi, Pasundi. He offered that prema, Brahmare Dullava, even on the part of Brahma, cannot it? Brahmare Dullava, prema svakare jache, patita pamarana hi bache, therefore says. Brahmare Dullava, even it's not easy thing on the part of Brahma to get it. Mahaprabhu offered that prema, Krishna prema, such realness attained. Rare attainment, all patita, pamaras, papis, pasundis, dino, hino. So this is by the prayer of, by the calling of Santipura Natho, Santipura Pati Adhisattvacharya, Mahaprabhu appeared. So his appearance day, very, very auspicious day. Jaya Karunamaya Santipura Pati Adhisattvacharya Prabhu ki jaya! Jaya Karunamaya Santi Prapati Adhisattvacharya Prabhu ki jaya. Jaya Karunamaya Santi Prapati Adhisattvacharya Prabhu ki jaya. Jahare Kribhate, please sour your mercy on us. We must degrade it. We must degrade it. Jivas, Adhisattvacharya Prabhu, if you sour mercy on us, then we can get Gaura and Nithaya otherwise. Our life, what is the value of our life? So this day we must offer our prayer at the lotus feet of Karuna, your most merciful Lord of Santipura Srisya Adhita Acharya. So we'll sing a song, and this in brief about Adhita Acharya Prabhu. And last we offer some prayer unto him. You cannot sing, therefore we cannot release it. You should all sing it. Jaya Jaya Adhita Acharya Daya Mayo Jaya Jaya Adhita Acharya Daya Mayo Jaro Hum Kare Gauro Obotaro Yo Jaro Hum Kare Gauro Obotaro Yo. Understand? Jaro Hum Kare Gauro Obotaro Yo. By whose roaring call, Hunkar means roaring call, with thunderous voice is calling, please, please come down, please. Jahar hunkare gaura avatar hoy. I was roaring call, gaura appeared. Premondata sitanatho karuna sagaro Premondata sitanatho karuna sagaro Jar premo rase aila Gauro daya mayo Jar primo rase aila Gauro daya mayo Sitanatha, husband of Sita Bhagwani, this Adhita Acharya Prabhu, he is premadata, he is also bestower of prema, he is ocean of mercy. Jar primo rase aila Gauro daya mayo, because of his loving mellow, all merciful Gauranga Mahaprabhu came down here. Jahare karuna kori krupa dite chai. Jahare karuna kori krupa dite chai. Premorose sejano Chaitanya guna gaye Prima rase se jana Chaitanya guna gaye. Sharing his mercy, Sriman Mahaprabhu, sharing his mercy on Adhita Acharya Prabhu, came down here and also bestowed mercy on Adhita Acharya Prabhu. See, if somebody is very fortunate, get the mercy of Adhita Acharya, then he will be able to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Taharupo dete deva laila sarana. Taharupo dete deva laila sarana. Sejano paila gauro Prima Mahadhana Sejana Paila Gauro Prima Mahadhana. This is a song by Lochandas Thakur, glorifying Adhita Acharya. He says, Tahara Padete Deva Loilo Sarana. One who takes shelter at the lotus feet of Adhita Acharya, Sejana Paila Gauro Prima Mahadhana. He is very fortunate. He will definitely get Gaura Prema, you understand, which is invaluable asset. Emananda Yaro Nidhi Kenina Bhajinu. Emananda Yaro Nidhi Kenina Bhajinu. Lochanambali Nijamathe Bajara Padilu. Lochan Bole Nijamathe Bajara Padilu. Emananda Yaro Nidhi. Adhita Acharya Prabhu is such ocean of mercy. I am such a rascal. I don't do bhajan of Adhita Acharya. One don't do bhajan of Adhita Acharya, who is ocean of mercy, Lochandas Thakur said, ନିଜ ମାଧେ ବଜର ପାଡ଼ିଲ ହି ଥଣ୍ଡରବୋଲ୍ଟ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଓନ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଥଣ୍ଡରବୋଲ୍ଟ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଓନ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଏ ସଙ୍ଗ୍ ସଙ୍ଗ୍ ବାଏ ଲୋଚନ ଦାସ ଠାକୁର ଗ୍ଲୋରିଫାଇ ଆଦିତ୍ୟ ଠାକୁର ସଜୟ କରୁଣାମୟ ଶାନ୍ତି ପ୍ରପତି ଶ୍ରୀ ଅଦିତାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ କି ଜୟ ଜୟ କରୁଣାମୟ ଶାନ୍ତି ପ୍ରପତି ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ଅଦିତାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ କି ଜୟ କରୁଣାମୟ ଶାନ୍ତି ପ୍ରପତି ଅଦିତାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ କି ଜୟ ଅଦିତାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ କି ଶୁଭ ଆବିର୍ଭାବ ତିଥି କି ଜୟ ଅଦିତାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ କି ଶୁଭ ଆବିର୍ଭାବ ତିଥି କି ଜୟ ସମବେତ ଭକ୍ତବୃନ୍ଦ କି ଜୟ ଗୌର ପ୍ରମାନନ୍ଦେ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦଜୀ ମହାରାଜ କି ଜୟ ସମବେତ ଗୌର ଭକ୍ତବୃନ୍ଦ କି ଜୟ ଗୌର ପ୍ରମାନନ୍ଦେ ହରି ସୋ ଏନି ହାଉ ଭେରି ହରିଡ଼ଲି ଆଇ ପ୍ରିପେୟାର୍ଡ ସମଥିଂ ଆଇ ୱୁଡ୍ ନନ୍ ୟେଷ୍ଟର୍ଡେ ଆଇ ୱୁଡ୍ ପ୍ରିପେୟାର୍ଡ ନାଇସ୍ଲି ୟେସ୍ You see, Sadashiv is the Vishnu form, you see. Sadashiv is Vishnu. You understand? Vishnu. Sadashiv is Vishnu. Then when Adhikar is not different from Hari, so Vishnu is in Hari. Isn't it? That I say. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you understand? Sakhyat Ishwara is not different from, therefore his name is Advaita. And he taught this science of Bhakti Yoga, therefore Acharya. So he is known as Advaita Acharya, Bhakti Sansana Acharya. No, Shiva is a demigod. He is a portion and portion, portion of Sadashiva. Do you understand? That is, when he accepts Maya, then comes Kalasapati Shiva. Do you understand? What is difference between Vishnu and Shiva? Difference between milk and Jagrut? Do you understand? Sadashiva means Vishnu. When that Sadashiva, one of his person accepts Maya, do you understand? Comes as Shiva. Yeah. Yes. Glance from Mahavishnu. Yes, Mahavishnu cast his glance over material nature, made her impregnated. Then Jeeva has come out. Kalaspati Shiva takes up this work of destruction, Sanghar Karje. You understand?
The one who took work from Lord Brahma.
Shiva, Shiva. Kalaspati, yes.
So Son of Shiva and Mahavishnu were the same.
Same.
And this Shikara Shiva is demigod.
Demigod, because when Vishnu accepts Maya for Sangharka, the destruction work, then comes as Shiva. Therefore, different the example is milk and Jagrut. Jagrut is not different from milk, but when this Jagrut culture, you add to milk, then becomes Jagrut, isn't it? But it cannot be called milk. Dugdha hoite bhinna noa, kintu dugdha hoite nare. Not different from milk, but cannot be milk, cannot be called milk, because something is added, mixed. So this is different between Vishnu and Shiva. Vishnu is like milk, Shiva is like Jagrut. Yeah. Sadashiva is Vishnu. When Supreme Lord thinks of I'll create, then Vishnu form comes. Three Purusha avatars. That they do Srushti Leela. Mahavishnu first Purusha avatar, Karnabhisai Vishnu is Mahavishnu. He glances. He casts his glance. Then many Brahmandas come out from the pores of his body, they float on Kalam Karnabdhi. You understand? Then second Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he enters into each Brahmanda as Brahmanda Antarjyami. You understand? Then from his navel sprouts a with stem of lotus, Brahman took birth. You understand? That is the birthplace of Brahma. Then Brahma created jivas, all these things, whatever you hear. Then third Vishnu, Kshirabdhi Sai Vishnu, entered into heart of all jivas, that is Paramatma Jiva, Paramatma, that is Kshirabdhi Sai Vishnu. Then three Vishnus.
Then he wants to be then Kailaspati Shivaya.
Yes.
So I wanted to know how he manifests himself as Sadashiv then.
No, Sadashiv is already there in Vaikuntha Jagat. It's not a question of creation. Sadashiv is already there. You understand? Sadashiv is one of the Vishnus. The name is Sadashiv. No, no. That Vishnu, when accepts Maya, Maya angikar kare, then comes as Kailaspati Shiva. You understand? So this, in Brahma Sangita, this is explained. This is milk and sugar. Khira datha dadhivikara visesa yogat. That was khira datha dadhivikara visesa yogat. Nahitata prufakasti heto. Sambhutam epi karjat govindam adi purusam tamam bhajami. Isn't it? That was you'll find it in Chaitanya Charitamrita is also there. Isn't it? Brahma Sangita, yes.
Tell me also about Shambhu is the clan of Mahavishnu and Maya.
When Mahavishnu glances to Maya, then creation, the Brahmanda, you understand, makes material energy impregnated. Maya hoy nimitta karan. Mukhya karan, original cause, is Supreme Lord. Anadiradi sarva karana karana is the cause of all causes. Anadiradi govinda sarva karana karana. Govinda is the cause of all causes. But when he wants to create this material world, Maya helps him. Maya upadana karana. Maya supplies the ingredients. So nimitta karana or upadana karana. You understand? But original cause is Supreme Lord. Sarva karana karana, cause of all causes. When Mahavishnu glances at material nature, Maya, at that time Shiva is created. Yes, that's a fact, because he accepts Maya. When he accepts Maya, that is Shiva. Not different from Vishnu, but is not Vishnu, because Vishnu never comes in contact with Maya, but in Shiva form he comes in contact with Maya. When comes in contact with Maya, that is Shiva. So example is given, this milk and yogurt. Milk, yogurt is not different from milk, isn't it? It's produced out of milk, but something is added, that is, that yogurt culture is added. It cannot be called milk, it cannot become milk also. But it's not different from milk. That's the difference between Vishnu and Shiva. Do you understand? That's all explained in Brahma Sangita and in Bhagavata also. It's all explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's all explained.
It appears Mahesh Dham in Brahma Sangita appears in Anam. So I don't know if you have heard of Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. It appears also to be Anam. So I've always wondered what the
Mahesa Maheswara, Supreme Ishwara. That in that way Mahes. Do you understand? Maheswara? No. Sivas Dham is Kailas Dham. No, that's not eternal. Even Brahma's abode is not eternal. It's all in material world. They're all in. In Pralaya, they're all destroyed. That not. But Mahesadhamati says that is a Maheswara's Dham, Mahesadham. You understand? Yes, Supreme Lord Vishnu, yes. That is that, Mahesadham. This is Devi Dham. This is Devi Dham, the material world.
This is annihilated. This is destroyed.
Destroyed, everything
destroyed. Devi Dham, Mahesadham, Mahesadham. So what is the difference between the Mahesadham and Mahesadham?
We should see Brahma Sangita then. That is from Brahma Sangita, I think. You understand? We'll see Brahma Sangita. That Mahesadham doesn't mean Kailas Dham. That doesn't mean Kailas Dham. Kailas Dham is not eternal. No. We'll see from Brahma Sangita. We understand, then it will be clear. That's not Kailas Dham. Shiva Sadeva Mayasukdara Samanasukdara. Brahma Sangita, Kiram Jatha Tati Vikara Vishesh Joga Sanjayata Naita Tata Pudagastiyeto Jasambhutami Tata Sampeti Kajat Govindam Adi Purushantamam Vajami. They say, Shiva, Swatantra Ishwar is not Swatantra Ishwar. Those who accept Shiva as Swatantra Ishwar, they become great offenders at the lotus feet of Bhagavan, Vishnu, or Krishna. Shiva is subordinate, Shiva is servant. Nirantara Shiva koi ami Krishna dasa. Krishna nama guna gaya nache digambara. Shiva says, I am Krishna dasa. He sings name, glorious fame of Krishna and digambara, ecstatic, dance. He is naked, is ecstatic. This example, milk and jagrut, what is the difference? Jagrut is not different from milk, but is not milk. Do you understand? Jagrut is not different from milk, but not milk. If you understand this example, then you understand Shiva and Vishnu. Is Jagrut is different from milk? Is not different from milk, but not milk. But something is added. If Jagrut culture is added to milk, then it becomes Jagrut. So it's not different, at the same time different. Similarly, Shiva and Vishnu. Not different and different also. Because accepted Maya. Then becomes Shiva. Kalaspati Shiva, that you say. You understand? In Shiva, there is Maya's Tamaguna. Because Shiva is Tamaguna avatar, Brahma is Rajaguna avatar. Shiva is tamaguna avatar, Vishnu is sattva-guna avatar, but the Vishnu is not material, though sattva-guna avatar, but Brahma and Shiva, they are jiva-tattva. But Vishnu is not jiva-tattva. Yes, jiva-tattva. And Shiva-tattva is, special-tattva. Special-tattva. Special-tattva, sotantra-tattva. In Shiva, there is tamaguna, material mode of ignorance and some qualities of tatastha shakti. Jiva is a tatastha shakti, so that quality is also there. Plus, chit shakti, sambit shakti, chit shakti, little Ladini and Sambit, all mixed. This is all mixed. Do you understand? This is all mixed. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. Is Acharya. All mixed. This Shiva. This vicious vikar. Then vicious vikar. Then that vicious vikar. That is Sambhu. That is Sambhu. Sambhu Shiva. And this Rudra Deva comes from is Sadashiva. Sadashiva is Vishnu. Rudra Deva comes from him and accepts Maya. Therefore comes Rudra or Kalaspati Shiva. Sanghar Karja. He helps in destruction. Sanghar Karja. Sushti Karja and creation Leela. Ingredients, Maya, he has accepted Maya, therefore material nature gives ingredients for creation. And so ingredients gives, and he also kills the asuras, Sanghar Karja, Sambhu, that is Gunavatar Sambhu. That is his activity. And Sambhu also known as Kala Purusha because he destroys. Vaishnavana is also Sambhu. Sambhu is famous Vaishnava, that Bhagavata says. And Asutosa, he is devotee also. He has two types of Krupa, Sakapata Krupa, Kapata Krupa. Vaishnava Bhaktas also worship Shiva because they beg for his mercy, let Krishna Bhakti, let me develop Krishna Bhakti. And he is also one Sampradaya, Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya, Vaishnava Sampradaya comes from him. And in Kali Yuga he comes as Acharya and propounds this Mayavada philosophy, Shankaracharya. Though Shiva, Sambhu Tattva, Shiva Tattva is not Jiva Tattva, still but he is not Ishvara. He is not Ishvara, he is Vibhinansa Tattva. Jivas are Vibhinansa, but he is not ordinary Jiva. It cannot be said Jiva Tattva. So Shiva Tattva is Svatantra Tattva, special Tattva. But Brahma is Jiva Tattva. But Shiva is better than Brahma. Because what qualities are there in Brahma, those qualities are in better proportions in Shiva. Therefore, Shiva is better than Brahma. And Shiva is more worshipped. Because both demons, and devotees, all worship Shiva. Do you understand? And Shiva has gotten that boon. He should be worshipped more than Supreme Lord. Do you understand? He should be worshipped more than Supreme Lord. That is there. Because both demons and devotees worship Shiva. But only Lord Vishnu or Krishna is worshipped by devotees. Here it is said, Viraja, you know Viraja?
Yeah,
Viraja, that is dividing between material world and spiritual world. And innumerable Brahmandas float there. When Brahmandas come out, they float there. It's floating there. So, above Viraja, there is Siddha Loka. Do you understand? Below Siddha Loka, is Brahma Sajujya. Nirvishesa Brahma Dham. Brahma Sajujya. You understand? It is called Nirvishesa Brahma Dham. That is below Siddha Loka. Above Siddha Loka is Sadashiva Dham. Understand me? Above that Sadashiva Dham, that is Mahavaikuntha. Understand? Above Sadashiva Dham is Mahavaikuntha. Here, Narayana Vishnu is there. And above Vaikuntha Dham is Lord Ram's Dham, Marjada Purushottam. Ram's Dham. There is Ram, Srimati Sita, Devi Lakshmana, the Bhrata, Bharata, Satrughna and Hanuman. That is known as Saket Dham. Above Saket Dham is Golok Dham. In Brihat Bhagavatam, so Sanatana Goswami mentions detail about it, about Golok Dham. So this is mentioned. You find out where is that. Goloka namni nija dhamni tale chatasya devi mahesa hari dhamasu te su te su te te prabhava nichaya vihitasya jena govindam adi purushottam bhavan. Lowest of all is located devi dhama, this mundane world. Next above is mahesa dhama, above mahesa. Above mahesa dham is placed hari dham, above hari. And above them is all located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. I add over the Prime Bhagavad Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. In the realm of Goloka stands highest above all others. Brahma, looking up to the higher position of Goloka, is speaking of the other realms from the point of view of his own realm. The first in order in this mundane world are called Devi Dhamma, consisting of 14 worlds, Satya Loka. Next above Devi Dhamma is located Siva Dhamma, or portion of which called Mahakala Dhamma, is enveloped in darkness. Interpenetrating this position of Siva Dhamma, there shines this Sadashiva Loka, full of great light. Above the same appears Haridhamma, or the transcendental Vaikuntha Loka, whatever it says. Sadashiva Dhamma, yes. Above Viraja is Siddha Loka. Beyond Siddha Loka, Nirvishesha Brahman Dhamma. And the above Siddha Loka is Sadashiva Dhamma. That Sadashiva Dhamma he speaks here. Sadashiva Dhamma. Brahma Sangita sleeps, that Sadashiva Dhamma. Above Sadashiva Dhamma is Mahavaikuntha. No, he is avatara. Tamanguna avatara, incarnation of Tamanguna. Isn't it? Gunavatara. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, three are gunavatara. Vishnu is a sattva gunavatara. Brahma is a rajagunavatara.
He does not act himself in the mode of ignorance.
Who? Shiva sometimes acts because he has accepted Maya. Sometimes he acts like that. Yes, that. Otherwise he cannot destroy. When once a destruction comes, then the tamaguna acts. You understand?
So sir, the mode of ignorance
affects. Huh? Affects. He's affected with that. Yes, affected with that. Yes. Vishnu is not affected. Though guna avatar is not affected, but Brahma and Shiva are affected. Definitely. Affected. Yes, they are affected. Brahma becomes bewildered, Shiva becomes bewildered, yes. When Shiva saw Mohini avatara, he ran behind it and disturbed the seminar.
Same time how they became Mahabharata.
Yes, they are Mahajana, yes. 12, out of 12 Mahajana, Brahma, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, yes. Because they teach bhakti cult, Vaishnava Anandatha Sambhu. Sambhu is a Vaishnava also. Sambhu is a very dear devotee of Krishna. Yes, very dear devotee of Krishna. Nirantara kahe mui Krishna dasa Krishna nama lila gaya nache digambara. He says, I am Krishna das. He always sings and chants the name, film, pastimes of Krishna with ecstatic and ecstatic way. Dances, naked dances.
They are Mahajanas,
yes, Mahajanas, so they are.
If they are in transcendental nature, how is possible they are affected by the mode?
Yes, they have accepted it, because that is the order of their master, so they accept it. And when they have accepted, sometimes they become affected. they become affected. We cannot say Mahabhagavata, but Mahajana. We say
Mahabhagavata is beyond Mahajana.
No. Mahajana. ద్వాదశ మహాధనుస్ మహాభాగవత డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్ మహాభాగవత మహాభాగవత దట్ ఈస్ దిస్ వైష్ణవ మార్కండేయ అంబరీష ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దే నారద మహాజన మహాభాగవత ప్రహ్లాద ప్రహ్లాద భీష్మ ప్రహ్లాద భీష్మ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ బట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ 12 మహాజనస్ దే నెవర్ కమ్ అండర్ ది మహాభాగవత బట్ మహాజనస్ 12 మహాజన నారద స్వయంభూ నారద శంభు కపిల కుమార మను ప్రహ్లాద జనక భీష్మ బలి వయాసకి జమరాజ్ ఈ 12 మహాజనస్ ద్వాదశ మహాజన యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ ఎస్ వెరీ గ్రేట్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ డివోటీస్ డెఫినెట్లీ స్టిల్ ది శంభు అండ్ శివ సమ్ టైమ్స్ దే ఆర్ అఫెక్టెడ్ yes sometimes they are affected sometimes they become affected yes sometimes they become affected but supreme lord is very merciful towards them though they become affected he excuses and brahma ran behind his own daughter, isn't it? It's mentioned. Yeah, exactly. Yes, as Narada also became a builder. So Shiva became a builder. No.
But they, Lord Shiva, ran after Mohini Murti because of your Maya, because of Mahamaya.
Because he has accepted that this Maya, become builder. When Brahma did this thing, then Brahma had to cast off that body. Isn't it? Cast off that body. Then get another body, where that body is polluted, you see. This is a such thing. Tattva vichar and inconceivable, so we cannot conceive of it. Conceive of it. You cannot. This, what you say, Sadashiv Dham, that's Sadashiv Dham. You say, Sadashiv Dham. Siddha loka or upari bhaga. So above viraja is Siddha loka, below Siddha loka is Brahmasajujya, నిర్విశ్వ బ్రహ్మ నామ అండ్ ఎబవ్ సిద్ధ లోక ఈ సదాసిద్ధ ఎబవ్ సదాసిద్ధాం మా వైకుంఠ దిస్ ఇస్ లైక్ మెడిసన్స్ ఇస్ దిస్ సేమ్ థింగ్ హియర్ యా నెక్స్ట్ ఎబవ్ దేవిధామ్ ఇస్ లొకేటెడ్ శివధామ్ వన్ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ మహాకాళ ధామ్ ఇస్ ఎన్వల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ డార్క్నెస్ ఇంటర్పెనిట్రేటింగ్ దిస్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ శివధామ్ దేర్ సైన్స్ సదాశివ లోక ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ లైఫ్ ఎబవ్ దాట్ above the same appears Haridham or the transcendental Vaikuntha Loka. Yes. The potency of Devidham in the form of the extension of Maya and that of Shiva Loka consisting of time, space and matter are the potency of separate particles pervaded by the numeral reflection of the subjective person of the divinity, but Haridham is ever resplendent the transcendental majesty, the great splendor of all sweetness, it dominates over all the majesties in Goloka. The Supreme Lord Govinda, by His own direct, indirect power, has constituted these respective potencies of the realms. Creator. So these are the positions. Eva Virajaya Siddha Loka, beyond Siddha Loka is Nevises Brahmanama, and above Siddha Loka is Sada Siddha. That is Mahasiddhama, what you say, Sadasiddhama, yes. Above Sadasiva is Mahavaikuntha. These are the positions. All right.